Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we've been talking about the XFL, and if you've watched games the first weekend, the second weekend, both weekends, whatever, you will notice a handful of former Bills players in the league, and we're going to be chatting with Brandon Riley, who's joining us right now from the St. Louis Battlehawks with us on our Western Hotline. Brandon, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning to you guys. I'm doing well.
Appreciate you coming on with us today. So what's life like in the XFL, Brandon?
It's pretty similar, you know, schedule-wise to the NFL. Obviously, there's different wrinkles here and there. But, I'm loving St. Louis right now. Obviously, the weather's not great. It's about 15 degrees this morning, but nothing I'm not used to. But, it's been a great experience so far, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it as the season continues on.
Yeah, I guess, you know, from your standpoint, you get a chance to keep playing football. I assume when, you know, whether someone contacted you or you were drafted, whatever, you had to be looking at this going, I still get a chance to play professional football, right?
Absolutely. You know, as long, I always tell my friends, you know, as long as I can put off the real world, as long as possible, I'm going to keep doing it.
Were you at a point, I know you had been in some other, on some other practice squads in the NFL, were you at a point where you thought you were going to get a shot again this year, or were you about to go into the, quote, real world?
I was right on that fence. I wasn't exactly sure what was going to happen, but, you know, I'd heard rumors the XFL might start up, and, you know, I thought that might be a good opportunity for me to, you know, get some good game film rather than, you know, just like training camp practices or a preseason game. And so, you know, it's an opportunity I was looking forward to, and it did come around, and, you know, hopefully I can make the most of it.
I wonder, you know, you've been around the NFL. You see what the level of play is here. You played in at a program in a major power conference in college football. Where's the level of talent, from what you can tell right now, in the XFL compared to those two, since you have experience in both?
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's not up to the, you know, NFL level, but definitely, you know, a lot better than the college level. And, you know, a lot of guys on our team, about everyone's been, you know, in around the league for a little while at least, the NFL, that is. And, you know, whether, you know, maybe it was an unfortunate injury that, you know, they kind of got out, everyone had a different route to, you know, how they're trying to get back in or how they got back out. And so, you know, it's kind of cool to hear everyone's story, and, you know, everyone's here for the same goal. And, you know, first off, to, you know, bring a championship back to St. Louis, the fans are very excited. I know our first home game is this weekend, and it's, you know, it's sold out right away, so we're excited for that. And, you know, the ultimate goal is, you know, to get back to the NFL.
The game, are you guys playing in the big dome?
Yep.
And it's sold out?
Yeah. I was actually just looking. Some of my buddies were looking late for tickets, and I mean, they're reselling for like $300.
Oh,
online.
My Lord. Wow, that's great. I was curious because I know I was going to ask you what the reception has been like for the XFL in a city that recently had the NFL and lost its team and had to be pretty angry about that. But I knew you guys hadn't played a home game yet, so I was curious how it's being welcomed in by the fan base.
Yeah, they've been tuned in. I know the ratings on TV have been very good, but, you know, they're definitely excited. And, you know, the first home game comes on Mardi Gras weekend, which is always, you know, busy in St. Louis. So kind of timed up perfectly. So, you know, it should be a good atmosphere. And, you know, hopefully we can put on a good performance.
So I wanted to ask you one of the things. I've watched games the first two weekends, Brandon. I like what I saw. I think in terms of level of play, it's okay. But I thought the rules changes are really fascinating, and there's a lot of stuff I'd love to see the NFL do. What do you, as a receiver, what do you think about the headset radios, the fact that you get one as a receiver, all the skill guys do, and that the coach can keep talking right until the ball is snapped? They don't shut it off with 15 seconds left like they do in the NFL.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, honestly. And, you know, obviously learning the playbook's not too difficult for me, but, you know, for some other guys that takes a little longer, it definitely helps them out with that. But, you know, just speeds up the play. And, you know, if offense gets in a roll, you know, they can start moving pretty fast with, you know, just as soon as you're running back from the last play, you know, just the OC is already in the headset calling the next play. So just go line up in your position there. And, you know, it speeds it up, and, you know, it's pretty exciting.
You don't mind having the guy in your head, like, as you're getting ready and you're looking at the defense to hear a coach yelling out, Brandon, this, you know, whatever, yelling out last-second instructions?
Nah, he doesn't do too much of that. Mainly he'll just say little things to the quarterback to, you know, get his mind right. But no, he does a good job of, you know, not talking too much.
Okay. Is there anything else of all the other rules changes? I like the kickoff rule. I'd love to see the NFL do that. Is there anything else in the game that you've seen so far that you think would be a good idea for the NFL?
Well, I was going to say the kickoff rule. I think it's definitely an interesting one. I know, you know, the first time people outside the XFL saw it, it's definitely a different wrinkle. But, you know, once you look at it and the reasoning for it, I think it is a good change. And, you know, I'm curious to see if the NFL will adopt any of these rules. You know, punt, no one can leave the line. Even the gunners tell the ball is punted. So, you know, give the returners a little more time. And it'll just be interesting to see, you know, if the NFL takes anything from this league, or, you know, if they just keep doing what they're doing.
Was the 25-second play clock, the tempo they're trying to get, was that tough to get used to from an offensive standpoint?
Not as much. I mean, it would be if, you know, we didn't have those headset communicators, but, you know, with those, it's not that big a deal.
All right, so the big important question I want to ask, were you part of the seltzer shotgunning after the win the other day?
I wasn't in that one, but
okay.
You know, we get a big win this weekend, you can probably find me in there.
Well, I hope you're enjoying it, and we appreciate you coming on with us. Good luck, and hopefully things will continue down the road for your football career.
Absolutely, I appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, Brandon.
Yep, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.